Morning. Justin Scott and Spiegel on Baltimore's Rock Radio. 98 Rock, Josh Spiegel. Good morning, Mike Anderson. Good morning. Morning. And last week, you guys recapped our little sexy video shoot. Did a little something sultry over at Stephen Huber's house. Josh Spiegel and company. Oh, got our man on poolside. And there was one particular scene during it where I had to take the Marie's ice cold blue cheese dressing and sort of give you a little splash with it. Well, how you doing? They'll try this dressing. If you thought it goes good on salad, you should try it on your jaw.
It was the extra chunky.
It was the extra chunky kind, too. Extra chunks. Almost an irresponsible amount of chunks.
Ty likes it.
And I feel like I sent you to the hospital.
Were you holding it or was Mike holding it?
That was me.
Well, yeah. There were sprinkles also sprinkled on me on the right side of my head while I was lying.
Scott manned the sprinkles. I manned the blue cheese. You laid there and took it.
So some of it got into my ear and got into my eyes. Fortunately, I do still have my eyesight, thank God. But after washing out my ear with water and using a Q-tip, and I started to develop pain on the right side of my head, a headache.
Oh, God.
And I don't usually get headaches that often, so I was pretty sure that the blue cheese had seeped into my brain and was forming a ball where it would dry and then kill me.
Yeah.
Got you getting your bloodstream somehow. Float one of those blue cheese chunks into the frontal lobe of your brain.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you stroke out while driving, and you pull a Macho Man Randy Savage right into the tree.
By Friday morning, I still had the headache, so I called the doctor, and I got into... I mean, the thing is, it's embarrassing explaining what was wrong with my
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, how do you
point.
Tell
how do you
the
tell
doctor
them?
I got an earful of blue cheese? Like, if I explain it to a pediatrician, of course a kid's going to get an earful of something stupid. I once or twice a week have to wash ranch dressing or melted nacho cheese out of a stepkid's hair, but you're a 25-year-old man.
Yes.
You have no business having that there. How did you tell him it got in there?
I just said, you know, you're kind of joking around. And
I was some dude next to a pool.
Well, that was my backup story. And so I went in and, you know, I saw the doctor, and he said, you know, he asked me what happened, and I said that we were joking around, and the blue cheese and the sprinkles got into my right ear.
Ah!
And he looked in my ear right away, and he said, I don't see anything. And he said, were you really worried about this? And I was kind of taken aback because, yeah, of course I was worried about it. I had pain on my
side
of my... Well, he didn't say that. He said that he thinks that I was so anxious about it that I've been clenching my jaw and that caused the headache. And
Josh, can I ask you a question? Are you kidding me with this?
And he did tell me, so he said he didn't see anything in my ear.
Did he put anything in there, like one of those long Dr. Q-tips, like the ones with the wooden dowel?
No, he just looked in with one of those ear-looking things.
Ah, gotcha.
And he said, he did tell me that I have really clean, big ear canals.
Really?
And I was kind of impressed by that, really. I didn't know if that was something that I could incorporate into my sex life.
Add that to the resume.
Resume.
Big, long, wide, clean.
Wide, clean ear canals.
Ah, for shin-shi. That's the ancient lovemaking art of inserting oneself into the ear canal.
So he said, three Advils, three times a day. Three. So three, three, and three. Wow. I forgot what the other three was. But so I did that. And thanks be to God, I'm feeling better.
So you're good now. The headache is gone.
Right. After I released my grip on his neck when he refused to prescribe Percocet, I decided to leave.
Lock on it!
No, I didn't do that. But It was, I didn't want to go to the doctor because I don't like leaving my house, but I did because I knew if not, I'd fall into a coma.
And I tell you, bud, I tried my damnedest because the way we did the shot, and people that attend Uncensored will see this in its rawest form. Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. And afterwards, we'll put some edited version up of it. Is that I had to pour the blue cheese on you from above the frame.
Right.
So I couldn't get right on your cheek. I had to be about 2 feet above you. And there was a bit of a splash zone. So what happened was is it hit your cheek, but a couple of those chunks did bounce into the ear hole.
You know, wow.
And I didn't want to stop the scene. I mean, once we're going. You're where you need to be.
Well, the thing was I didn't want – we established that this was a one take. A one-take thing.
Yeah, this is like a Michael Bay movie.
So I didn't want to ruin it, so I didn't move. I didn't move, and I didn't – nobody said cut.
It would have helped if somebody would have yelled cut and said the scene was over.
But instead –
we did say
I have brain damage.
Close to cut. We just added an extra letter to it, right in between the U and the T. Yeah, I can't wait for you to see the footage because we gave you –
it's pretty funny.
We were doubled over. On Friday. And can I ask you a question to piggyback this discussion of the adult film?
Go ahead and piggyback.
How would you feel if we uploaded this thing? Because it's going to have to go online at some point in whatever edited form or not. In 90online.com and the app and what have you. What if we floated this video out into the ether on an actual adult website? Your name's not on it. There's no link back to this. It's just
you're pressing your luck,
dude on dude. Just an idea.
Now you're pressing your luck.
But how fun would it be able to check back occasionally to the old tube site and see if this thing's got some clicks? Huh? What if this thing like reaches in the the top 10? Like Mike, you and I regularly head over to the old X Hamster. And you get those most popular videos of the day. How great it would be if our boy showed up on there.
The front page.
The front page of Pornhub.
It's into a viral sensation. It's
God's
every
nice.
Morning radio show's website of the day.
Yeah. So chew on it, mull it around, swish it around your mouth, tell me how it tastes. Give it a day or two. Because people are going to see it. We're going to have some fun with it. But I would love to put it on an actual adult website at some point.
Now you're pushing your luck. You already got blue cheese in the guy's ear. Yeah. Is that not enough?
Yeah. You almost killed him.
You almost killed him.
You probably did it on purpose.
Yeah, I did.